Hello dear friends, welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. I hope you're happy, I hope you're peaceful. It's a pleasure to practice with you again. If you're enjoying the podcast, then I would invite you to share it with other people, or if you're on Apple, you might want to leave a review. It's a way that helps to spread the practice to other people. Today, I want to talk to you about letting go of sadness. Before I do that, I just want to say that I'm not a mental health professional. If you find that your sadness is persistent for weeks or months, then I would advise you to have a conversation with your doctor. If that's the case, mindfulness can be part of your mental health support, but it shouldn't be the only part of your mental health support. So whenever we feel sad, there's a temptation to try and shut out that feeling, to distract ourselves with different forms of consumption. That might be food or alcohol. I definitely like TV as a way of trying to shut those feelings out. Maybe just keeping busy. We try and run away from the feeling that we're having. We might run away from the cause of those feelings as well. We effectively lock the door to them and we stick our fingers in the ears and hope that it'll go away after a while. But the mindful approach is to accept the feelings that you're having, even if they are difficult feelings like sadness. And you might want to think of it as a crying child. So if a child of yours or a nephew or niece was crying, you wouldn't lock the door or walk away. You would hold that child until they felt better. In the same way, you want to hold that feeling in your attention and being aware of it, even smiling to that feeling. Because Thich Nhat Hanh says that in order to transform difficult feelings, the first thing that we need to do is to recognize them. We need to look deeply into them. We actually need to embrace them. And then from there, find out why we're having those feelings. And the metaphor that he uses is the mud and the lotus. So the lotus being the transformation that comes from the mud, which is the suffering. So you can transform difficult feelings like sadness by looking into them deeply, into happiness in the longer term. And the way that we look deeply into our sadness is simply by sitting and breathing, welcoming the feeling into our home, unlocking the door. And I like to think of letting that feeling in and letting it sit at the kitchen table. So sitting at the kitchen table with that feeling for a while. And the reasons for that, there could be many reasons why we feel sad. It might be low self-esteem. It could be regrets from the past. It could be loss or grief. And these are causes that I want to spend a little bit of time thinking about in future episodes. But those feelings exist for a reason. And it's important to think about, what is this feeling trying to tell me about things that are happening now? But it could be about trauma from the past as well. What are the roots of that feeling? What are the seeds? And are we actually continuing to water those seeds? And by sitting for a while and looking deeply into the feeling that you're having, you can gain insight, and with time, and with that insight, you can then transform that feeling. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to do a 20-minute guided meditation, thinking about our sadness. And we'll start with three sounds of the bell and the usual settling in introduction. So firstly, focusing on your posture, and I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap. And then focusing on your body, noticing if you feel warm or cold. Noticing if you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin. Your legs against the chair. Bringing your attention to your thoughts and feelings. Noticing each thought as it enters your awareness. That might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. Or it might be a sad thought about yesterday. Just sitting for a moment with each thought. Allowing it to leave. And gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, bringing your attention to your breath. Noticing the column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in. Warmer on the way out. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. In, out. Breathing in, I unlock the door to my sadness. Breathing out, I sit with my sadness. Unlock the door, sit with sadness. Aware of my sadness, I breathe in. Smiling to my sadness, I breathe out. Aware of sadness, smiling to sadness. Seeing the roots of my sadness, I breathe in. Smiling to the roots of my sadness, I breathe out. Roots of sadness, smiling. Breathing in, I feel joy to be alive. Breathing out, I feel happy. Joy, happy. opening your eyes, stretching your back or your legs if you need to. Noticing any changes in your mind, in your body. If you feel a sense of peace from taking a few moments to focus on your well-being, I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. Maybe happy, maybe peaceful, maybe healthy, and live a long life. Thank you.